Before I start talking, I would just repeat one or two things that some of you may not know about what happened last year and David's illness. I'm sorry to repeat because a lot of you do know what happened, but just briefly, when we were in Devon on holiday last year, David suffered a life-threatening and critical event in that he ruptured his esophagus. We were staying in Dartmoor, on the edge of Dartmoor, and in a little holiday place. And we had to ring for an ambulance to come at about 11:30 at night. I had said to David, "Do you think you're going to be all right?" And he said, "No, I don't think so. I've ruptured my esophagus," which was frightening. He was in shock. I rang for the ambulance, and the lady on the other end of the phone was absolutely brilliant. She kept me talking until the ambulance arrived, and I kept saying to her, "Could you please hurry, because really, he's really ill. Could you please hurry? He can't breathe very well because his neck was swelling up and he was in a dreadful way." Anyway, they arrived wonderfully. And after seeing how he was, they gave him morphine and they took him to Exeter Hospital. And I thought to myself, well, that's good, because I have a cousin who lives near Exeter. And I thought that would be brilliant, because I know that she would help me and I could maybe go and stay with them. During the night, which was, as you can imagine, quite a long night, because I didn't know if David was alive or dead, I couldn't go to the hospital with him because I had the dog with us. And they rang me at about 4 o'clock in the morning from Exeter and said, "We're taking him to Plymouth." And I thought, well, that's good as well, because I have a cousin who lives in Plymouth. So I spent the night texting family and cousins and everybody, and I just sat it out till the morning. God was with me, looking after me, because really it was quite lonesome. In the morning, my lovely cousin and husband from Plymouth came and picked me up, plus the dog, and took me to their home in Plymouth, where I stayed for 10.5 weeks. A wonderful cousin that I grew up with, absolutely lovely. So David went to intensive care in Plymouth. He had a 7-hour operation, followed by a 2-hour operation 3 days later. He was in intensive care for 2 weeks on a ventilator. He had 5 drains, various tubes and all the rest of it. And he was unconscious for 2 weeks, so we could talk to him, but obviously he didn't respond at all. But they said, keep talking to him because, you know, it's a good thing to do, which we did. Then he was transferred to the critical care ward. He was very ill. All the way through, the consultants kept saying to us, just realise he is very ill, he may not pull through. This is a very, very critical illness. If he does pull through, it will be a very long, rocky road, and it could take him a year or more to really recover. They were wonderful. They did tell us, they kept us informed every day virtually. A wonderful, wonderful hospital, I have to say. So what I really wanted to say was, when I look around at all of you, I just see such a wonderful love. And that was borne out by the volume, the mountain of prayers that came from all of you, and the cards and the letters and the emails and the texts and the phone calls. It was overwhelming. So thank you all for your wonderful, wonderful care and love. The things that came out of this event for me were really two main things. One was God's blessings in abundance, which started, really, after about the first week when David was so ill, I started to have time to think a bit, and I began to think, yeah, God has poured out his blessings on me, on David, and I started writing them in a book, So these are just a few of the little things that I thought. The one was, the first one really was the ambulance that came so quickly, and the wonderful staff, a blessing. Two wonderful cousins in Devon, the one in Plymouth who could have been on holiday but wasn't and was there, a blessing. The fact that my cousin had a dog, and our dog was perfectly happy and had some amazing walks with my cousin's husband on Dartmoor, had a ball. She was the only one who had a good time. At the end of my cousin's road, maybe 20 yards, there was a bus stop, and the bus took me straight to the main entrance of the hospital. Another blessing. Family were able to stay with me when my cousin and husband went away, as they did a couple of times, because she lives in a huge house and it was a bit lonesome. I didn't know anybody. So that was wonderful. Another blessing. The hospital, I have to say, was brilliant. Derriford Hospital in Plymouth. The consultants were wonderful. The nurses were wonderful. A big blessing. I was able to go with my cousin to her church in Plymouth. It's a very big church. They have about 5 services a day. It's almost like a minster church. But they were all praying for David as well, and for me. And it was lovely for my cousin because her husband is not a churchgoer, so she was thrilled that we could go together. Big blessing. Many, many more blessings, but really no time to mention them. The other thing I just really wanted to share with you was at the beginning when I really, it was scary because I thought, yeah, David may not come home. I may come back here with no husband. It was very obvious that that could have happened. But all the way through, all I could hear, every time I was a bit worried or frightened, God's words to me, trust me. Time and time and time again, trust me. And I learned very easily during those 10 weeks that I was to trust God. There was nobody else I could trust as much as I could trust the one and only wonderful Saviour we have. And no matter what the outcome might have been, I knew I had total trust in him. And how wonderful that is. The last thing I wanted to share with you was when we left hospital, David was so excited after 10 and a half weeks to get out. He decided he'd race across the road. He wasn't really very steady at all. And he fell. And he fell and hit his head, and the sound was just frightful. But within less than 5 minutes, there were doctor, nurses, other people. He was whipped into casualty. He sat there waiting to be seen. He said to me, "My teeth are out of line." And I thought, he thought and I thought, this is more surgery coming now. Anyway, they took him away to have an x-ray. And while he was there, I was praying that he would be all right. And I was praying, "Dear Lord, you know, if you were here, I could touch the hem of your garment and he would be all right. I know. But you are here. So I'm touching the hem of your garment, Lord, and I'm praying that he will be all right." He came back, and you would not believe that the x-ray, the radiographer on duty, was the maxillofacial radiographer. And she x-rayed everything, and she said, "He is fine. Thank you, God." And so we have so much to be grateful for. I just want to finish by saying the whole experience for me was frightening and worrying, but for David, he had a truly, truly dreadful time. He couldn't move in the bed, he couldn't speak to start with, he had a really, really hard time. So what I went through pales into insignificance with what he went through. But the Lord was with us every step of the way. I know for absolute sure. Thank you.
Praise God.